This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Said no shot, hard pass. When we talked to him about 40 minutes ago,
yeah, man.
We asked him about that production that we put together for him yesterday. I mean, we don't have to play the whole thing again.
You made some art.
You know. Because of his love for Mitchell Trubisky. You know, we just thought it'd be nice if we put something together, whip something up for him. You can find the podcast of the show on the ESPN Chicago app. We played it last night. It was also featured in the 3 o'clock hour of the Waddle and Sylvie show yesterday as well, if you're looking for it out in podcast land. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like at the end, you got to break it down, right? Like, think, Cap's walking right now, thinking about Mitchell.
Oh, he definitely is. But you see, like, he's trying to
get through it.
He's trying to distance himself, too. He's like, no, team Foles, team Nick. Take that, Trubisky. Take that, Trubisky. Take that, Trubisky.
So if you missed it last night, check the podcast. He just said hard pass. You know, there were rumors around the halls at ESPN 1000 today that he was not too pleased.
Whoa, you trying to get the rumor mill swirling?
I'm just saying.
Trying to get this rumor mill swirling?
From what I've heard at the water cooler.
Wow. Okay.
The bike stand outside, out back.
The bike rack.
Bike rack?
It's the bike rack.
I was close.
The bike rack.
He was none too happy.
No.
Well, it's all right. He's still walking. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Travis Wacker is going to join
walking.
Us. Travis, who if you are in the Twitch chat with us, ESPN 1000 Chicago, Travis is usually in there, but right now he is walking as well. Marketing expert here at ESPN 1000. Travis is going to join us at some point here to give us an update on how Cap is doing. He's been with Cap all day.
He's still walking.
So we will talk to Travis at some point, too. I wanted to talk some football with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we start off talking about Mitchell Trubisky, Nick Foles. The Bears are now heading into week 4.
3-0, baby.
3-0 with a new quarterback and, to me, a new vibe, a new fresh breath of air that we can now kind of look at the rest of the season and say, all right, let's get to work. Let's get some wins. Let's get into the playoffs. Let's do something.
Let's do it. I think that, you know, you saw it on the sideline, right? You saw the offense kind of have a little more spark to it. You saw the defense play with a little more pep in their step once Nick Foles came in on that game. I think when you have a guy who knows how to run the offense when things break down and who isn't throwing ducks all over the place, I think that there is a different confidence about this Bears team, and I think that it's going to carry over. I don't know if I'm picking them against the Colts because the Colts are a good football team, and I still don't know if the Bears are a good football team yet. They won a game. They came from behind twice now, and they won a game. They could very easily be 0-3. They could very easily be 0-3.
Well, okay, stop there. Repeat yourself before you said something about the Bears. You said what about the Colts?
I said they're a good team.
Are they?
Yeah, I like the Colts. They're a good team. Okay. That's a good team. That's a good team, bro.
They lost to Jacksonville 27-20 week 1.
Okay.
They beat the Vikings 28-11.
Okay.
What do we all think about the Vikings right now?
They're not very good.
Okay. And they
housed the Jets.
Yeah. The Jets 36-7 in week 3. Well, the Jets are probably the worst team in the NFL.
You know how I feel, right? You know how I feel. Vegas doesn't usually lie. They're usually very good about these things.
Okay.
The Bears are a 2.5-point dog home.
I like that.
At home.
I like it.
Bears are a 2.5-point dog at home. I think the Bears can win that game. I think the Colts game and the Bucks game and I believe the Rams game were three of my swing games. And I think the Texan game, too. I think I had four swing games.
Do you have them tonight?
I have four swing games on my schedule, Chris. I have four swing games
on my schedule. So Eric's producing the show tonight. Last night on the show, Eric, I said to Adam, do you have your predictions from before this season that we talked about here on the show?
Yeah, 7-9.
And then I go, okay, so what'd you have for this game? Oh, I had this or that.
I know
that,
seven, who knows?
You didn't actually have the predictions with you.
Who sits there and is like, well, it pushes up their glasses. Put your glasses back on. Put them back on. Put your cheaters back on. Well,
they're not cheaters.
Oh, excuse me. What did you have for them against the Colts?
Right. And
what
did glasses are back
because
on.
You know what? You know what you do with all that now? You throw it out. You throw it out now.
Why? Because they're playing football?
You throw it out now because you got Nick Foles.
It doesn't matter?
Okay? So it doesn't matter what I picked. So we'll do this again. We'll do this again. We'll do this right now. We'll do this right.
If you had your notes,
I don't want to hear you go through all the games.
I don't need the notes. I tore up those notes.
I don't need you to go through all the games.
I tore up those notes.
Don't go win-loss on me.
I tore up those notes. So you know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to do this. Win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. Right now.
Please don't do it.
Right now. What do you mean don't do it?
Don't do it. I'll just say, let's move on with this.
You asked me to do it. No.
Maybe the Colts are good because their defense.
Detroit, win. Okay. Giants, win.
We don't need to do
Atlanta,
this now.
Win. Colts.
Now you're wasting everybody's
tricky
time.
Tricky team. No, because you're like, well, we got to do.
312-332-3776. Is Abdallah wasting your time?
Of course I'm wasting your time because you're wasting my time being like, well, what did you have for the. It doesn't matter what I had for the Colts game because it's a different quarterback. It's a completely different offense because it's going to be run mostly out of the shotgun. And so it doesn't matter what I had for the Colts game because it's a different team. That's why it doesn't matter. I had them 7-9. You could sway me to 9-7. You could sway me to 10-6 based on who the quarterback was. And now it's a different quarterback. So now I can have a different prediction. It doesn't matter what I had them against the Saints. It doesn't matter what I had them against the Titans. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
I just want to know from the people. Are you wasting our time now?
It doesn't matter. Let's go to Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Can I give you the stat I have for the Colts to back up your assumption that they're good?
Go ahead.
They're number one in the NFL in defensive opponent yards per play.
Okay.
The best defense in the league.
Okay.
At the moment.
All right.
And then again, you could say, well, the Vikings stink and the Jets stink.
Could
so
say a
maybe
lot of
that's
things.
Why.
Could say a lot of
small
things.
Small sample size. Take it with a grain of salt. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, okay, fine. What do the Twitchers say?
I could say a lot of things. They haven't read that. Well, someone said stick it.
Nope.
And Rutherford B. Hanus said do it.
What does that mean?
Says do it. He wants me to go game by game.
Oh, well.
He wants me to go game by game.
We don't need that.
Game by game. You want me to start
Zach tweets us that the Colts are the number one team in DVOA through three games.
How about that? How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
So now you're starting
fan
to
of the
sway
program
my opinion.
And fan of DVOA. How about
all
that?
Right. Okay. All right. Let's go to Tim.
You know who gets the show? Zaz.
Yeah, Zaz does. I agree. Retweet. Boom.
Gets
click.
The show.
Let's go to Timothy in Mount Prospect. Is Abdallah wasting your time, Timothy?
Maybe a little. I'm picking the Bears to win outright on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
Just the way the offensive line has played over the past three games, they showed a lot of improvement from last year. Where they were pretty weak, and the way BDN Foles playing, I don't think anyone's going to beat the Bears. Maybe the Chiefs, maybe the Packers right now.
All right, thank you for the call, Timothy. We appreciate it.
You
can give me more.
Do you want me? Do you want me to? Can I do a public service announcement for people?
Go for it.
Before we go along with these nicknames for Nick Foles. Google it. Just go to Urban Dictionary and type it in before you say it. Okay? There were shirts that have been pulled. There were tweets that may need to be deleted. But not by me, obviously, because I do my homework. But
do I have to use my phone or should I use a computer?
You can. I mean, I'm using my thing. I'm using my laptop right now, so I'm in no threat. But let's Google. Let's Google these nicknames first. Use the Urban Dictionary. That's what it's for. Use the Urban Dictionary for the abbreviated for Big Blank Nick. If you're going to abbreviate it, do your homework first. Because it's not what you think it is.
Let's go to Nick in Libertyville. You're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How's Libertyville? As two dudes from Libertyville, how's Libertyville tonight?
Well, you know how Libertyville is. You guys live there.
It's awesome.
Not that, it is what it is.
Whoa.
What it is.
It is what it is.
What kind of an endorsement is that? It's a great place to raise a family.
It is.
Okay.
That it is. No question about it. No question about
it. Nick, is Abdallah wasting your time tonight?
Here's where I'm having an issue with Adam. And Adam, this is Dr. Nick.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What's up, dude? So you got to do me a favor, man. You got to stop whining so much.
What am I whining about?
When you get excited, it sounds like you're whining. It's like this before when Chris was brief about wasting everyone's time, and then you went off, and literally you went off because I couldn't take it anymore, so I just turned the radio off.
Oh, don't turn it off.
But you called us.
Well, that's why I'm calling you, because I don't want to turn the radio off, but I can only take so much whining.
I don't think anybody's whining. I think I'm yelling, if anything, if you want to get into definitions.
Not really yelling.
I think it's more yelling than whining.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Nick,
you have a prescription for me?
Yes, I do. I think you need a nice indica right now versus a sativa. Thank you very much.
I don't like indica.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for the phone call.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
You're awesome.
Not really for me.
That's great. You want to talk football coming up next?
I do.
All right.
Are we talking football right now?
Well, we kind of are, but we're just making sure that you're not whining.
I guess so.
We will.
Do you want to know what I have against December 13th against Houston? Do you want to know if I have a win or loss there?
Yeah, you said it was a possible swing game.
How
what
about
do you have?
This? Win.
Oh,
mess.
Good. What else? What are the other swings? What do you got?
I had a swing game against the Rams at Rams.
They're still good.
Yeah, I'm going to say still a loss. Yeah, sorry. Unless this defense comes together a little better, that's still a loss. I'm sorry.
All right, we will talk to
Saints. You want to know about the Saints after the Rams?
Yeah.
That's a tough schedule right there.
It is.
Rams,
but the Saints. Are the Saints that great?
Rams, Saints, Titans.
Remember before the season started, we said that that's a team that's going to be still good, but they're going to take a step back.
I'm just saying, it's a tough stretch of games. Three games.
What do you got?
Tough stretch of games on the lakefront.
Mm-hmm.
325.
Yeah.
Win.
Yes. Right.
Matt Williamson on the NFL next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
So we're trying to figure out if the Colts are a good football team. The Advanced Analytics, DVOA, has them overall as the fifth best team in the NFL. Their defense is number one. Defensive yards per play, they're number one in the NFL as well. But they beat up on the Jets and they beat up on the Vikings, two teams that I think are in the bottom five of the league.
I told you they're a good team. You don't believe me.
No, I know. I'm just saying to the listener, that's what we're talking about. We're trying to figure out if the Colts are good. So let's bring in one of our favorite football guests, Matt Williamson from the Locked On Dynasty podcast. You can also follow him on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. Matt, as the Bears look ahead at the Colts, we're trying to figure out, is this Colts team for real? Are they good?
They're good, yes. And their defensive numbers, as you alluded to, are ridiculously good. I mean, frankly, they're far and away statistically the best defense in the league through 3 weeks. You also mentioned the Jets. I think Jets opponents are going to be very kind to defensive rankings going forward. You know, playing the Jets in 33% of your games thus far is very beneficial to putting up great defensive numbers. But they're very good on that side of the ball nonetheless, and they're well coached. I have a lot of respect for the organization. Good on both lines of scrimmage. Their weapons are a little banged up. I was really high on Paris Campbell. He's not going to be around. I loved Pittman coming out of school. He's not going to be around. I'm not sure Hilton's what he used to be. I think Jonathan Taylor's got a chance to be a great player, but hasn't quite grabbed the league by storm yet. And I'll be honest, Phillip Rivers worries me. I mean, I think what this team needs is a veteran, smart, in control distributor of the football. And Rivers is all those things, but then you throw in the turnovers. And I think Rivers at this point is a mistake waiting to happen. He puts the ball in harm's way a lot and doesn't, you know, make the big plays like he used to. So I don't love that fit. So to your question, yes, they're a good team. I'm torn who's the best team in the South between Tennessee and Indianapolis, and I'm pretty certain that the two teams we saw last night, the Bills and the Steelers, are ahead of them in the AFC.
The Bears make the change and go with Nick Foles. He's going to start on Sunday. How much different is the offense going to look just based on what Matt Nagy and how he's going to call plays for Nick Foles versus Mitch Trubisky?
I'm sure it'll be a lot more complex, you know, deeper reads, more complex reads, not just half-field things or if it's not there, tuck it and run. You know, I mean, I'm not certain of this, but I feel like Trubisky got the first shot, first of all, because none of us could watch preseason, so he could lose the job in the public eye. You know, I mean, he never looked bad to the Chicago fans and the national media. So he gets the first crack. And I also thought that playing especially the Lions, but their first two opponents were heavy man coverage teams. And they're easier reads. That's more Trubisky's bag. And then they play, you know, the Falcons this past week, who's a heavy zone team. And he just doesn't process that well enough or throw in, you know, with anticipation of when people are coming open in zones. So I'm sure the coaching staff thought, hey, this is probably going to be an uphill climb. The chances of Mitch finishing this game are slim. This is probably the time to hand it over to Nick. And Foles played well, and I think Foles is a better player. I think that's pretty obvious. But I also think Foles is a wildly inconsistent player. Like, when you get good Nick Foles, things are good. But people forget about the times when they're bad, and the inconsistency worries me a lot.
Matt Williamson from the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast, talking football with Black and Abdallah right here on ESPN 1000. What the heck is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz this season?
So much, and none of it's good. I mean, that team, if you even look at how the franchise is built, they stress and put a lot of money and resources into their big people on both sides of the ball. Well, the D-line's fine, but the offensive line has crumbled to the point where it's almost unrepairable, and there's too many bad things have happened to make that a strength of the team. They did everything possible in the offseason to add speed at the receiver position, and all of it fell through, really. I mean, it wasn't a lack of effort, but now DeSean Jackson's hurt, and Rager's hurt, first-round pick. And once again, the offense looks slow, tight end-centric, nobody scary on the outside. And Wentz is, frankly, trying to do too much. I think his mechanics have really crumbled over the last year or two. I wonder if the knee injury he had a couple of years ago kind of had a ripple effect on his whole body, because he doesn't marry his upper half and his lower half all that well. I also think he's probably taking too much blame for this situation than he deserves. But kind of like I mentioned with Rivers, he's always going to fight and take chances, and right now that's not working at all. And I don't know if your listeners know this, but since the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years back, they have a losing record since then. I mean, things have been going downhill slowly for a while now, and no one's really recognized it. And making matters worse, big picture, there's no one in bigger cap difficulties next year than the Eagles, and the cap might go down. They could be really crumbling as an organization.
The Packers have put up 43 points, 42 points, and then 37 points against the Saints this week. Is this just a different, with a team that everybody said was going to regress based on how they won games last year, is this a team that has, and Aaron Rodgers has finally figured out how to run this offense, or is this more Aaron Rodgers being like, no, here's a middle finger, this is what I've been able to do, and I'm not going out like that?
I think it's closer to the middle finger. Because, I mean, he's like Mahomes in terms of just remarkable talent. And he has seen it all, done it all. I was in that boat, too, saying this team was the most overrated 13-3 team I've ever seen. They're going to go back to the mean. And Rodgers hasn't played well for a couple years. Well, he's giving me the finger, too. I mean, he's just remarkable right now. He looks like MVP Rodgers. And yes, I think him and the coaching staff have come to a much better agreement and understanding how to use each other's strengths. I mean, you talk about winning football games. Since Matt LaFleur took over, they're 16-3.
Yeah, and that's shocking because, like, the way they've played, and, you know, last year they wanted to run the ball a little bit more. And like Adam was saying, you know, it seems like Aaron Rodgers is coming out giving the middle finger, but it seems as Matt LaFleur has really become a good head coach in the National Football League in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought originally he was a good play caller coming from a good system, young up-and-comer. But now I get the feeling he's also a good head coach, which is a much different skill set than being a great offensive mind or offensive play caller. I think he understands the big picture much better. Very bright, young, ascending in this profession. Yeah, I mean, I think they're pretty impressive, and I don't think it's fake. It's three really good games.
Another team that's pretty good, and I always try and find a hole in what they're doing and try and like discredit what they've accomplished, but the Buffalo Bills are 3-0, and they beat a really good Los Angeles Rams team at home in Week 3. How good is this team, and can they actually do something impactful in the playoffs this season?
I think so, and I think that Rams team's pretty darn good, too. And frankly, I think the two quarterbacks in that game are probably the two most improved quarterbacks from last year. Both Goff and Allen look much better now than they did then. And really, that's why I think the Bills are good, because that's an organization that's extremely well-built, has a really good plan. When they all came over, they built things from the foundation up. They did it the right way. They didn't cut corners. And I always thought that Allen was the question mark or the negative. I mean, when I was hesitant to take them to even win their division, because I didn't think Allen was a good player. You know, I thought that he's a good playmaker, but he is remarkably inaccurate. His deep ball was terrible. And boy, this year, he's the total opposite. I mean, people get better in this world. You know, rarely does accuracy get fixed to the degree that his has. But people might not realize this either. They're one of the most pass-heavy teams in the league, and everyone knows they have a good defense, and they always have with this group, but it hasn't been that good this year. I mean, they're winning these games in impressive fashion on their passing game, and it's him, and he's playing extremely well. I mean, only Rodgers and Russell Wilson and a handful of quarterbacks have played better through 3 weeks.
Are the Arizona Cardinals more like the team that beat the 49ers in Washington, or more like the team that lost to the Lions on Sunday?
Man.
I think, I don't want to say they're a mirage, but I think that people want to look at this team and think, boy, Kyler's the next Mahomes and Lamar. And I just think everyone's too ahead of themselves on the Cardinals, that they still have a lot of holes in their roster. The organization, the quarterback, the coach, all are trending up in a massive way. I think there's a very bright future here. But I think they're clearly fourth in that very good division, and they're much more of a 7 or 8 win type of team right now. I mean, Kyler Murray's still a work in progress. He's remarkably talented. I'd love to build a team around that guy, but he was a baseball player 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's still a lot of improvement and a lot to learn, right, on the job.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's still not a great anticipatory thrower. He's a see-it-and-throw-it guy. He's learning the timing of the league. Even last year, Kingsbury knows these things. I mean, that offense was very horizontally based, and that was to be, you know, that was to get Kyler a lot of easy completions, get him to understand what it takes to move the ball down the field, not difficult route concepts, not a lot of difficult throws. They don't protect great. So they're going the right direction. I just don't think that they're close to being the contender that people want them to be.
We're always smarter when we talk football with you, Matt. We appreciate it.
That was fun. Thanks a lot.
Matt Williamson from the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
In football, but I believe David Kaplan on his walk home, 29 miles. I believe he's in his last mile.
Yo, when you see that finish line, when you see that last place that you have to hit up, oh, That
I
last
walked by
mile,
the windows earlier, and I was like, it's dark out.
It is dark. And he's not too far behind pace. Like, we thought, you know, listen, he's got to say hi to everybody. Here's a video. Bernie's Book Bank just tweeted out a video. The Cap just retweeted. It is pitch black out there.
Oh, yeah. So Cap is still walking. Let's go to our reporter on the scene. Travis Wacker, you know him at ESPN 1000 because he's usually in the Twitch chat monitoring, making sure everyone's under control.
You know who it is.
Yeah, he takes control of all the social media here at the station, the marketing, but he has been walking with Cap throughout the day. Let's go to Travis on the scene. How is Cap doing, Travis?
Cap is holding up fairly well. He's been using some of the CBD lotion to keep his knee in check.
Yeah, he's using anything else that's CBD related?
not that I'm aware of. So,
how many miles have you walked with him today?
Come on, man. I actually haven't walked any. I've been driving between stops. What do you think this is?
There you go. Yeah, you got it. Listen, you got it. You're like the... nope, that was a bad example. Switch the example. You're like inside the house with the camera for when they get the big surprise, right? For when they show up with the big check. They show up with the big check. You're already in the house being like, oh my God!
So are you...
It's
are you
work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Right, right. Exactly.
So are you at the finish line? Or are you with him right now?
Yeah. I am at the finish line. We're actually waiting for the group to come up. Sylvie actually just pulled up with his son.
Right. Yo! That's good.
Yeah.
How many people have been walking with him for, not all of it, but like, how has the crowd been with everybody walking with him?
The crowd's been all right. So, I mean, we have the four consistent ones. So Darren from Bernie's Book Bank, Cap, yeah. Sam from Security, and obviously Briggs, the Trubisky truther.
Has he been talking to you throughout the day about Trubisky?
No, man. I've been trying to avoid that conversation.
All right. Before we let you go, people can still donate at Bernie's Book Bank if they want to support the cause. Cap's Walk as One Chicago. He's walking home 29 miles. Is there any other information we need to get out there, Travis?
Honestly, I don't really think there is. Just, I mean, if people are really on the fence about donating, don't feel pressure, because obviously these are quote-unquote unprecedented times, and we understand that everybody's in, you know, different financial positions right now. But if you have the means to do so, these books are really going to underserved children that could use, you know, the reading and literacy. So if you can give, great. We'd appreciate it. If you can't, we totally understand.
Travis, give Cap a air hug and air high five when he gets there for us, all right?
All right, sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Travis. And by the way, Travis, is Giannis going to come to the Bulls in the next year or so?
I heard he likes Billy Donovan. I heard he's a big Billy Donovan fan.
Can I put you in emote-only mode over the phone?
No, I don't think so.
No, we'll talk to you later,
we're talking to the Twitchers. So you can go to the berniesbookbank.org. There's a link right there for you to donate. They're close to $75,000. Any amount you can donate is greatly appreciated. They send out books to kids who can't afford Wi-Fi. My wife's a teacher. She's dealing with all these Wi-Fi issues. It's a pain in the ass, to be blunt. A lot of kids can't afford the Wi-Fi. Their parents can't afford the Wi-Fi. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have access to it. There's only so much that, you know, Comcast will be willing to give out to people as far as hotspots. So they need books. When they're doing their learning, they need the actual books as opposed to learning on an iPad or learning on a Chromebook or whatever. So whatever you can give, don't feel like you have to give a lot, but anything anybody can spare goes to a kid who can't afford the learning that everybody should be afforded to get. Right now, with everybody having to learn from home until the foreseeable future. We don't know when we're... Like, my wife's a teacher. She doesn't know when she's going to go back. They literally have no idea when they're going to go back. So any amount will help these kids for the rest of the school year until they're able to go back to school.
BerniesBookBank.org. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Can we... And by the way, the Bucks comment is because Travis is the... biggest diehard Milwaukee Bucks fan that I know.
He's in the chat now, so be careful. He's in the chat. Right. He's listening to us. So be careful.
I'm just saying, Giannis to the Bulls. Let's just get that done. Let's talk some NFL here, Abdallah. Are five up, five down.
Contender?
The five best teams in the NFL, like the five worst teams in the NFL after 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Let's go with the best. The five best teams in the NFL. And I have as the number one team in the league, I think there's no conversation about it, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I thought we went 5-1.
Well, I'm doing it for
time.
Dramatic effect.
I thought we went 5-1
last
time.
Just stick with me.
I know what he's going to do.
Stick with me.
I've been to the future.
So number one, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, I think after yesterday, last week I had the Ravens 1 and the Chiefs 2, but now after yesterday's win, I will go with the Chiefs number one.
Number two for me, five best teams in the NFL. I had the Ravens in this spot last week. But then they lose to the Chiefs, and unfortunately, at the moment, there are so many 3-0 teams. I am dropping the Ravens out of the top five, and I'm moving up the Green Bay Packers. They were number three last week. They are number two this week for me, the Green Bay Packers.
Out of the top five?
Out of the top five,
out
just
of the
for
top
now.
Five?
Out of the top five,
have
just
you
for
seen
now.
Their offense?
We're doing this
have
each and every week.
Have you seen their defense?
I have. Go ahead, sir. Number two.
Number two are the Seattle Seahawks for me, Chris. Constantly impressive. I think that Russell's going to win an MVP this year. This is going to be his year. They have no weak points right now, the Seattle Seahawks. They're right up there with the Chiefs. 1A, 1B for me.
I think that's a fair assessment. Number three for me, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also 3-0, and their defense is fantastic. Their defensive yards per play, they're third in the National Football League at 4.8. And I like what I saw from the offense last week, and they took down the Texans. The Steelers are number three on my list of five best teams in the league.
Number three for me are the Ravens. After moving them down out of the number one spot, I think the Seahawks are better right now. I still like the Ravens a lot. I think they're going to be a force. I think that you see another. I think this isn't the last time we're going to see Ravens and Chiefs. So I think they'll meet again probably in the playoffs. But for me, they're number three right now.
You already said this team, my number four team, as I have two new teams in my top five this week. Two new teams. And one of these teams you already talked about, the Seattle Seahawks. 38-31 over the Cowboys this last weekend. And you're right, Russell Wilson, outside of Patrick Mahomes, is probably the second best player in the National Football League. And I put the Seahawks as my number four best team in the NFL.
All right, number four for me, a team we just talked about with Matt Williamson, the Green Bay Packers. I think that the Aaron Rodgers is in. We used to see Tom Brady in blank U mode. Remember that?
Yeah.
Tom Brady would just be like in blank U mode. I think we're seeing Aaron Rodgers in blank U mode. I think drafting Jordan Love might have, and while people panned it as a horrible pick, it might have been just the thing that Aaron Rodgers needed to light that fuel, to light that fire, to fuel the fire underneath them. And so I think that, you know, right now they're the fourth best team.
Number five, five best teams in the National Football League.
Don't do it.
It's a new team on my list. The 13th overall in defensive yards per play. And they've got a new quarterback, Nick Foles. I am putting the Chicago Bears as the fifth best team in the National Football League. This is why you're going to say, but Bleck, what about the Bills? They're 3-0 too. Yeah, defensive yards per play, they're 23rd. And I think Foles can be better than Josh Allen. Therefore, I'm putting the Bears as the fifth best team. Take that in the NFL. Bears.
Okay. The fifth team is the Steelers. I don't know how you could put the Bears.
I already got the Steelers on my list.
Okay, so the Packers. The Bears aren't
Packers best. Are on the list.
Okay, so the Ravens?
They've lost a game.
So what?
Well, I'm keeping the 3-0s up until
Why?
They get eliminated.
You lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the
it.
Best team in the
I'm
NFL.
I'm like the AP top 25 here. I'm letting you up there and at the top until
nah,
you lose
dude.
A game.
I'm the SEC. One well, loss you, still gets you in.
That's fine.
That's a Pac-12 fan right there. That's you see that, Eric, producing
well,
the show tonight?
I'm,
that's
I'm
a
just
Pac-12
telling you.
Fan. One loss and you're out.
No. They're not out yet.
Mm.
If other teams lose, the Ravens will find their way back up. It's a long season.
Okay.
So would you take the Bears to beat the Ravens right now?
It's a great question.
No, it's Thanks. Not.
That's a great question.
It's not a great question because the answer is unequivocally. The answer is unequivocally the Ravens would beat the Bears. The Ravens would beat the Bears. There's no debate. The Bears would be like a 7-point or more dog.
Why do you hate the Bears defense?
I don't.
It sounds like you hate the Bears defense.
Hate the Bears defense? Have you seen them the last 2 weeks? Or 3 weeks? They were okay against the Giants. The last 3 weeks, 3 weeks against the Lions and against the Falcons?
You know the Bears have a better defense, right?
Than the Ravens? According to DVOA or according to yards per play or whatever.
Yeah, yards per play. They're 18th. The Bears are 13th.
Who do you trust more in a game? You're just doing this for likes.
No, I'm not.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
Can I give you the five worst teams in the league?
Sure.
I've got two new teams in that category as well this week. At 28, I have the Falcons.
So
I picked the Falcons over the Texans only because I like Deshaun Watson more than I like Matt Ryan. So the Falcons are 28, and I do not have the Texans in my bottom five.
I have the Falcons as 28 as well. That's a trash team, and don't ever bet on them or against them because they will screw you either way.
29 and 30, I was conflicted on how to put this order together. I have the Broncos at 29. The Vikings at 30, only because the point differential, the Vikings are minus 27 and the Broncos are minus 25, but I think they're both in the bottom five.
I have the Bengals at 29. I still think the Bengals aren't a good team. I like Joe Burrow.
I think they're a frisky
bunch.
Frisky
doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow's the real deal. If you watch that,
that's great.
He took some hits and he is a good quarterback.
I understand that. That doesn't mean they're not a bottom five team.
And the 31st and 32nd teams in the league, I am not changing from last week. I had the Giants and the Jets, and I am keeping it that way. Giants-Jets is 31-32.
I have the Broncos 30, the Giants 31, the Jets 32.
Want to talk some early lines coming up next?
Early lines.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Early lines for week four in the NFL. The Colts are the favorites against the Bears. 2.5 points. I like the Bears getting points at home. Got to watch the way that moves throughout the week.
I'm going to hope that there's a lot of haters out there.
Yeah.
And that gets to three. Yeah.
Money line.
Because then, ching.
Well, three ching. Is where I'm looking. And then also definitely a money ching. Line play
cha-ching.
As we head into the weekend. How about this is one I'm not quite sold on because, like, what do we do with the Browns?
We don't do anything.
Well, they're playing the Cowboys on the road. The Cowboys are favored by 4.5.
We don't do anything with it. We put the Cowboys in a teaser.
Okay, Cowboys in a teaser. Okay. Tease that up to, 7.5?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else do we got?
Can I give you one?
Yeah,
can I give you one? Now, I'm hesitant because of two things. One thing, really. The Seahawks are on the road at the Dolphins. They're 6.5-point favorite. Hmm. Pete Carroll in the early game on the East Coast is 13-7-3 against the spread.
Yeah,
They're
good.
So I like that. I like that a lot. But there's always one game where someone who's used to cold weather, remember it happened to the Bears, goes into Miami.
But it's still warm out around the country. Like, Seattle,
I know,
it's not cold yet.
But it's hot
I understand
in Miami.
It's always
hot in Miami.
New England goes south, and then they get pummeled by the Dolphins. You don't expect
it. It happened to the Bears.
Go south. Yes, I get it. Yeah.
It happened to the Bears.
But
okay,
it's still warm
Sunday,
around the country.
Sunday, it's going to be humid and 90 degrees.
Ooh.
Yes. Now, it's going to be cloudy because there's rain in the area, so that's going to cut down on the sun because they always put the visiting team on the sun side.
Yeah.
So I think I like it. I think I like 6.5 because I know it's going to get to 7 because people are going to anger bet against the Dolphins like they always do because they think they're trash. So it's going to get to 7. So if you like the Seahawks and you like Russell Wilson, jump on it now.
Is this a field goal game, the Patriots and Chiefs, or will the Chiefs just outscore everyone by 20 points every week? The line is 7.
Well, they didn't do that against the Chargers.
So can the Patriots keep pace, though?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a really good game. I will jump. You know what? Patriots in a teaser for sure. And also Patriots. Yes.
The night game, the 49ers and the Eagles, we were talking with Matt Williamson about how bad the Eagles have been. The line is 7. The 49ers are the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is like, it's just asking for us to play the 49ers.
Just give me the over.
All right. The over-under is at 45.
Yeah, I like that.
Monday night, Falcons-Packers. Packers, I think, are one of the best teams in the NFL, and the Falcons are one of the bottom five. The line is 7.5. The Packers are the favorites at home.
Mm, see, you got a line shop, my friend. Mm-hmm. I can get 7 right now. I can get 7. I like that because I think they can win that game by 10-14 easy.
Yeah, and that's also why we point out early lines this part of the week because the line moves. It moves throughout the week. So you got to pay attention to what you want.
It always moves.
All right, Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000.
Look, the Alabama plays A&M this weekend. That Alabama spread's already moved 3 points.
Yeah. See, that's why you have to pay attention early in the week. Download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app, Black and Abdallah, and also the baseball show. We'll be back tomorrow night after Waddle and Sylvie, after the Cubs and Marlins game, 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Do you see the Weakest Link is coming back?
Goodbye.
Their Twitter handle has a bunch of questions out to figure out whether or not you're the weakest link. You want to take this quiz? How many millions make up a billion? You have to answer. 1,152.
100.
100.
Eric, we're
playing. I want to play.
Okay, 100.
Thanks.
By the way, 1,000 gets 70% of the vote. If you like someone on a dating app called Tinder, which way do you swipe?
Right.
Wow, you're with 83% of the group. The Andes Mountains are located in North America, true or false?
False.
Yeah, false.
Chile.
Yeah, you guys are right.
Chile.
84%. Let's see. SOS is internationally recognized as a distress signal in Morse code.
Correct?
Yes. Do you know what it stands for?
No.
Save Our Ship is what it originally stood for.
Well, that would make sense. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
Let's go.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.